we tried to take that momentum and do something with it in Detroit, and really we couldn't do anything. And so the band kind of, you know, now we're like 79 going into 80. We didn't disband in terms of like breaking up the band, but it just, we really stopped playing. And Kyle Cunningham, our bass player, he disappeared. He had all kinds of problems going on. And we continued. So we always used Dave Rice's basement for rehearsing. And that's where Dave, he inherited, or he got as a present, that four-track TIAC. And we were just going over to his basement every day and recording, you know, just really getting into the minutia of writing songs and really just doing it just about every single day. And I wasn't going to work as much, you know. I mean, that's sort of the perk of working for a family business. You know, it's like your parents might get mad at you for not going in, but you don't ever really get fired. They just kind of, you know, talk to you with concerned tones. You know, Michael, what are you doing here? You know, and all that kind of, because we were hanging out at Dave Rice's place doing a lot of writing and recording. So, you know, I had to, so at that point I am living at my parents' place, and it's like, all right, in order to have some, you know, separation here to really do what I need to do, I need to get my own place. And on Jefferson, probably right about a little before, what is that apartment building down there? It's not too far from downtown Detroit, maybe barely a mile away from downtown Detroit on Jefferson. There was a old man bar with a second floor, an entire second floor, that I found that the guy was willing to rent me the entire second floor for really no money. I mean, hundreds of dollars. I mean, just, I couldn't believe how cheap it was. And it had five rooms, a living room, a bathroom, a kitchen. And even though it was on the second floor, it was kind of built above the roof to the bar that was downstairs. And we had a porch. We had an actual porch on the back of this loft or whatever the heck it was. So I went in as the principal renter, you know, put my name on the rental agreement. And we took one of the rooms and turned it into a recording space. You know, I found some remnant carpeting, those 4x4 egg carton things that you can get from supermarkets. They were like getting rid of pallets of them one day at a supermarket that was near us. And we just like grabbed all of them and started tacking them up on the wall. So we had some soundproofing in the room that we rehearsed in. And we really just super double down on writing and rehearsing. And we did end up doing, we brought in a guy, Jay White, to play guitar. Dave Davis switched over to playing bass. And we did a couple shows as The Blind. But still, you know, we were kind of still just hanging out and writing. And I ended up renting some rooms to some artists. And the place did turn into like a bit of a party house. I mean, you know, at the end of the night, people would come over to our place. We'd stay up all night drinking, you know, getting high, ordering shitty food and the whole deal. And while this was going on, the hardcore scene in Detroit started bubbling up.